For this Friday, August 22nd, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Tonight is week one of the high school football season, and the Mount Vernon Wildcats start their season at home versus the Forest Park Rangers. Kickoff is at 6:30. You will be able to hear the game on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com, as Chris Cook and Alan Buck will have the call once again this season. Last year, the Wildcats went 5-5. Forest Park was 6-5 a season ago. The North Posey Vikings are also home for the season opener this evening at 6:30. As they take on Southridge. You can hear the Vikings on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com with Jordan Fisher and Chris Moreland. Last year, North Posey had a record of 7-3, and Southridge was 8-3. Other Week 1 games across the tri-state include Wright's at Harrison, North heads to Castle, Memorial is home against Jasper, Central plays at Mater Dei, Bossy travels to Vincennes, Gibson Southern welcomes Danville, while Boonville plays host to Paoli, South Spencer is at Heritage Hills, Tell City takes on Perry Central at home, Tecumseh makes a trip to Princeton, and Washington is on the road at North Davies. Posey County Council on Aging says they're in need of volunteers who want to help out in the community. Their Meals on the Move program is looking for volunteers 3 days a week. The volunteers will help with meal prep and distribution. The goal of this program is to deliver home-cooked meals to homebound individuals living in Posey County. If you are interested, the number to call is 812-838-4656. In Evansville, it's time to start seeing classic cars and hot rods lining the roads. This weekend, the 50th Frog Follies will be held at the Vandenberg 4-H grounds. With more than 3,000 entries, organizers say it's the largest pre-1949 street rod event in the country. The annual event is held by Evil Iron Street Road Club. The grounds will be open from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. today and Saturday, and 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Sunday. A portion of the $10 admission per adult will be donated to area nonprofits. The Frog Follies also includes food booths operated by local charities, as well as arts, crafts, and other various vendor booths. The celebrity frog races are Saturday at 3:15. Ellis Park Racing and Gaming will close out its 25-day season this weekend, beginning today. According to a press release, the farewell weekend kicks off with 3 days of live racing starting today at 11:50 a.m. Fans on track this weekend can take part in several promotions, including the finals of the popular Wiener Dog and Corgi races on Saturday afternoon after the last race. Sunday's program will also be the final Kentucky HBPA Dollar Day of the season, with discounted food and beverages offered throughout the facility. Organizers say the featured race of closing weekend is the 21st running of the $150,000 Ellis Park Turf Stakes, scheduled as race 8 on Sunday's card with a 3:12 post time. Last night, local high school sports, North Posey Volleyball earned a win in 4 sets at home versus Mater Dei. The Vikings improved 2-0. Mount Vernon Girls Soccer beat Harrison 3-1. They improved to 1-1. And Mount Vernon Boys Soccer defeated South Spencer 3-1. The Wildcats improved to 1-1 on the season. In local college sports from Thursday evening, Evansville men's soccer tied Bellarmine 1-1 at home in their first match of the year. Evansville women's soccer lost at Lindenwood 2-1. The Purple Aces are now 1-1 on the season. USI men's soccer played their season opener at Louisville and got shut out 6-0, while USI women's soccer got beat at Robert Morris University 2-0. The Screaming Eagles are 0-3 on the year. From Major League Baseball on Thursday, the St. Louis Cardinals won their series opener at the Tampa Bay Rays 7-4. The Cardinals have won 3 of 4 on their current 6-game road trip. St. Louis is still a game under 500 at 64-65, but only 4 games out of the final wild card spot in the National League. Game 2 of the series in Tampa is tonight at 6:35. The Chicago Cubs lost the finale of their 5-game series at home versus the Milwaukee Brewers 4-1. The Cubs still won 3 of 5 in the series, as they have a record of 73-55. Chicago is 7 games behind Milwaukee for first place in the National League Central, but owns the top National League wild card spot. The Cubs head out west to take on the Angels in Los Angeles this evening at 8:38. The Cincinnati Reds were off yesterday after taking 2 of 3 at the Angels earlier this week. The Reds begin a 3-game series at the Arizona D-backs tonight at 8:40. Cincinnati sits at 67-61 and a half game behind the Mets for the final wild card spot in the National League. In week 3 of preseason action in the NFL tonight, the Chicago Bears are at the Kansas City Chiefs, kickoff at 7:20, and the Tennessee Titans play host to the Minnesota Vikings at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow afternoon, the Indianapolis Colts travel to Cincinnati to face the Bengals at noon. That's news and sports for this Friday, August 22nd. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Friday and have a great weekend. Your weather forecast is next.